What's up? Back top of the morning. As you know, it's training day. Hassania. Training day with Hassania. We're creating a whole new experience. Super excited about it for you. This is episode number 24, I believe. Or 23, I should say. I was just watching The Ultimate Fighter. I love the show. We'll talk a little bit about that. Conor McGregor, man. Oh, that guy is fantastic. Win, lose, or draw, that guy, he's showtime. Chandler's fantastic, too. Maybe I'll tell you a story. I met Michael Chandler. Solid dude, built like a tank. Maybe we'll talk about, tell me if you've ever had one of your favorite coaches in the, like, your favorite coach. If you ever had a teacher or coach or somebody in your life that made a difference, I want to hear about it. And I'd love to hear in the comments on Instagram. No. But ideally, email, to be honest, because social media is eh. But I want to hear about how coaching's changed your life, a teacher, something I could talk about really quickly before we dive in. I think today's episode is going to be fantastic. I think it's going to drive you so much closer to your goal, at least one step closer, give you some more clarity. That's my promise. If I did that at the end of this show and I did my job the way I want to, I intend to, I believe that will be the result. So I had a wrestling coach, Coach Whalen, maybe 6 foot, 240, 250. Guy moved like a nimble feet, super strong. He just always enforced 5 years of wrestling with the guy as a coach. Just grit, hard work, you know, always overcoming adversity, no matter what life throws at you. And that was the biggest thing. Don't complain. Work hard. Help people. Give back. Be humble and work hard. So yeah, I wrestled with Dre the Bull, the great, great MMA fighter. Just all my lifelong friends came from there. So that's a quick spiel about that. Workout myths, we're diving in. Number 23. So we're going to talk a little about humility and fitness, as I just talked about with my wrestling coach. She taught me, which I forgot in this journey. The fool's goal to fast results. How long should your workout times be? And so one quick mindset tip that I know will guarantee you to lose weight. Last show, I forgot to explain to you just, the humility. So now I'm going to just start off with that so I don't forget. Humility, like I've noticed, 34 years old, two kids, married, work a lot. Getting out of shape happens at the blink of an eye, right? Getting in shape takes much longer. But I have 4 certifications in training. I think 4, maybe 5. I stopped counting. Been training for close to a decade. Trained, I don't even know how many people. I worked at about 8 gyms. I was a head coach for one. I was nationally published. I'm nationally published about 3 times. I have online training business. I know all this information. You know, I have a nutritional cert I'm studying for now. And I said, I'm going to just get in my client shoes so I know what they're going through when they're trying to, you know, cut down, whatever. And that shit is hard, right? Like, it's not as simple as saying 30% protein for macros. Eat better, eat healthier, move more, you'll lose the weight, right? Nobody talks about the stress cravings, just the cravings in general, the emotional eating, the stress of life when life comes full throttle. Trying to meal prep isn't the best. Like, you know, one thing that beats my ass is laundry. Fucking laundry. My daughter's sleep training. Son has homework. You know, my wife's birthday was coming up. Scheduling date nights. No, that's like, it's a lot of shit. Then dealing with my own stuff. You know, just a whole nother story. It's a lot. It humbles you. So at the end of the day, me trying to figure out what I'm going to eat, getting all this protein and water in, it honestly is like the last thing I really want to do. You know, I'd rather just sit in a room, watch UFC fights forever and eat ice cream and drink beer. But that doesn't work. So it's always humbling to experience what my clients feel through, because I'm not that much different from my clients. I just make different choices, you know? And that's always what I try to show them. Like, listen, we're all at 1 or 2 decisions away from our best, you know, losing or winning. You know, we always have to make the best decision. So if you're highly stressed and the decision's just, you don't know what to eat, it's late, you're messing up in your journey, it's like 3 days or whatever, you just feel like just overwhelmed, frustrated, aggravated, I'm going to give you a line that Conor McGregor gave his coach, his one of his fighters who got knocked out by Roosevelt Roberts in 8 seconds. I think his name was Nasty Nate, fight name, of course. And he just said, yo, tomorrow, back in the gym. We're back at it. Sometimes we rise to occasions, and sometimes that occasion gets the best of us. Nothing more than that. The next day mentality, right? Always tell myself, next day. I messed up. It's 8 o'clock. Do what I can do before I go to bed around 10 or 11, maybe 12. But I'm not going to try and I'm not going to do anything crazy. Like, same thing. If I'm running late to the gym, which I have been sometimes, I got this workout. I'm not just going to do the workout just to do it. I'm going to do the best I can with the workout I have, and I'll get better the next time. Maybe, I don't know, prepare ahead of time much better, or not bullshit, but getting to whatever the case, whatever's holding me up, right? So I'm always humbled to realize that it's not as easy. It's easy to do. It's the advice is easy. That's why everybody gives it, but nobody's doing it. And that's what the Ultimate Hasanya Cut is about. All right. Coach Haas, you know, I got my strength and conditioning coach. Dre the Bull's my mindset coach. I'm going through the process. I'm excited, you know, and that's the whole point. I'm doing it. I know the information, but I'm actually applying it every day now, more so publicly. All right. So there's the workout. I thought it was easy. I thought I'd come in, lose the weight in no time, not have any issues like an idiot, got punched in the face. So here we are, back in the trenches, right? So number two, right? Fast results. One of the things that really throws me off with people is the expectation that the more you work, like the expectation that you're going to go into a fitness journey, you're going to sign, say, 6 months, $1,500, $2,000, or whatever it is you pay. I don't know, right? Through whatever it is, right? And you're expecting that you're just going to eat right and lose weight. Somebody told me, I was on the phone with this guy. He was like, I'm going to lose a pound a week on average. So if I want to lose 4, 8, 12, 16, 24, 30, if I'm only going to lose 30 pounds, I need to work with you for 6 months. 6 months. I said, come on, man. That's in every ideal situation. You're never, that's not, for most people, the second you start a cut, that day, it goes to hell. Something always happens. A car breaks down. Your wife want to talk to you about something serious. Kids get sick. You get sick. You get hurt. Whatever. It never happens like that. The fast results are fool's gold. Fool's gold. Fast results, if it comes fast, it ain't good. You know, everything that glitter ain't gold. That's basically what I can tell you. Think about it. If it took you 3 years to put on 50 pounds and somebody's promising you to lose this weight in a matter of, you know, you're going to lose 50 pounds in a year, it's like, that's a stretch, right? That's a stretch. Like, what's your quality of life going to be like? Are you going to have fun? Are you going to be missing events? Are you willing to miss events? Like, fast results, usually people relapse because it's unsustainable. So during, and I always tell people, like, so when you see people fighting like the UFC or boxers or whatever, to get down to that weight, their goal weight, so to speak, look at Conor McGregor, right? That guy fights 145, 155. He's trying to fight at 185. But when he was fighting at 145, if you look at his pictures of the press conferences, maybe when he was fighting Chad Mendes or who was the guy he was fighting? Maybe Aldo or like, he looked sick. A lot of these guys look sick, like Charles Oliveira. Like, I talked about Charles Oliveira last week. Like, it's hard, especially I know as a wrestler, like getting down to these rapid weight loss cuts take a lot out of you mentally, physically, spiritually. So it's much better to have a slow, sustainable process, in my opinion, right? Like, something you can enjoy, something you can change your lifestyle with forever. And you, at that rate, you can lose 2 pounds a month, you know, for good, but you can still enjoy yourself, get stronger, make gains, and the weight will come off eventually. You know, I comfortably promise if you work with me for 6 months and we, you know, we'll work with people until, I don't want to say until you get to your weight loss goal, because like that's all depending on what you decide to do, you know, but we work with people. We've been known to work with people, see it past their contract to make sure that they're in a good position, you know, if they got hurt or something happened, whatever. But fast results are foolish. Please stop falling for them. It's probably, if it came fast, it's going to go fast. Remember that. Here's the next thing, right? So workout times. I gotta exhale on this one. Let me grab some water. One of the things that I've always found interesting with people, right? I'm grabbing this water. Is they're like, yeah, I'm working out, you know, hour and a half. So workout times, in my opinion, actual workout times, like not how long it took you to get to, like not the time of the gym, but how long you were in the gym for, the actual time you worked. I think workout times are 40 minutes. That's my opinion. But you'll be in the gym for maybe close to an hour. Let me explain. Travel, bullshit, talking to people, finding the weights, setting up, you know, not having your music ready. Something, right? That's like 15 minutes of just bullshitting, warming up. It's not bullshitting, but, you know, whatever. That really doesn't count as a workout. But that timer for me starts the second you get into, you know, maybe even your warm-up set doesn't count. But the second you start getting to the work of the workout, two, three, four sets in, five, now we're talking, right? How much of that work is how much can you do that for? Like, I remember when I was in Fit Body Boot Camp, right? Over here in Mineola, in Long Island. The advertisement, and I think Bedros Koulian is a fantastic CEO for Fit Body. Guy is fantastic. This is my training, this is my experience as the head coach. So people were promised 30-minute workouts to burn fat, the best fat-burning workouts ever, or something like that. So that was my job, to create the programs for 30 minutes, like 180, 60, 70 people with all kinds of injuries and just whatever. So people would come in and they would say, our workout times are 30 minutes, but it really was 26 and a half minutes. Why is that? A 2-minute warm-up, 2-minute demo, and then the transition time. You probably lost a little transition time in between the, you know, stations and circuits or whatever, right? So now we're talking 22 minutes, which is fine. People got great results. So that proves through the, you know, the high intensity training, I guess. I'm not a big fan of it now, but at that time, that's what worked. And clean eating, I think, really at outside of the gym. But when people like, oh, you know, one lady was like, my husband said I need to be working out an hour. It's just like, not really. You know, you can do stuff like cardio for an hour, like walking, that's fine. But the weightlifting and training for busy people, actual working sets, it's about 20 minutes, right? About 20, 22 minutes, 20, maybe 30 of actual work. And I'll use another example. When you go to work, for example, if you work a 9 to 5, you go to work from 9 to 5. You mean to tell me from 9:01 to 5:01, or whenever you get into work, you are working balls to the wall? It's not true. Getting paid for 9 to 5, but you're not working 9 to 5. And come on, don't have to lie. Probably working 3 hours at max, 2.5, 2. 90 minutes of hard, intense work. Cal Newport calls this deep work. You only have a certain amount of time for deep work in your brain, which is unfocused, undisturbed work, like me right now, this podcast. So think about that. You're only doing focused work for 22 minutes. The rest can just have fun bullshit, okay? Think about that, all right? Focus 22 minutes and then have fun. But you need those 22, like I say, I do 40, but I know people are short on time. But when you actually get into the work, it's really only 22 minutes. You may be at the gym for an hour, but that doesn't mean that you're working efficiently for an hour. And it's okay. I'm at the age now that anything at 45 minutes past the gym, I start to lose interest. Start to have a short attention span. I guess I've just been around too long. I don't know, in the gym. But it's whatever it is. All right? Let me know what you think about that, by the way. If you're not a professional athlete, whatever, you're not training all these hours. Like, I just came from a training with Max Holloway in a seminar. Not I trained him, but, like, in a seminar. Workout was fantastic, but we warmed up for about 20 minutes. He did some teaching for about 20 minutes. Then we worked out for about 20 minutes, and we did Q&As. So all in all, I was in the gym for an hour and a half, but we were only working out for like 20, 30 minutes. So And let's wrap this up with the best mindset to have when you're looking to lose weight, right? And I think I said this in the previous one, but limit your options. When you're losing weight, obviously it's nutrition. So it's all about finding the right plan and sticking to it. Limiting your options. I talked about the dating. Yeah, you want dating options, but when it comes to fitness, limit those options, man. Young lady, why is this? Because there's so much fitness overwhelm and nonsense. You have to focus on what works for you, your lifestyle, your body type, your schedule. For example, I limit my options, especially with food. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't, and exercises. Like, listen, this is my simple food option. I have three options of food I'll eat in the morning. Like, three food choices per, like, three things I'll eat. For example, oatmeal in the morning or omelet or peanut butter and toast. That's it. For dinner, it's usually chicken, fish, or steak, all with either cauliflower rice or zoodles. And for lunch, it's just a wrap. Chicken wrap, turkey wrap, salmon wrap, tuna wrap. That is it. I have my protein shakes in between, keep up the intake, and water. This allows me to avoid the, what do you want to eat tonight? You know, what I want to eat. You know, you're driving by. It's so overwhelming. But if you know what you're going to eat ahead of time, you can trim the fat, be sniper precise, get the results, get ready, and then see the results, see it through. All right, so that's the episode, episode 23. All right, next we're talking about deadlines and how you can leverage them to see better results. Have a good one. Remember, if this was helpful and if I earned your attention, your reviews, your likes, please let me know in the Apple ratings, review podcasts, all that stuff. All right, rolling on the Hassania train. Have a great one. Talk soon.